السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله، أمين يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر. حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه said, No one spoke to me so sincerely since my khilafah like that of الربيع بن زياد رضي الله عنه. سبحان الله. Let's analyze the scene just after the departure of الصديق رضي الله عنه. And delegations from different regions arrive in Medina Munawwara to grant and take the bay'ah, to take the bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa, the new Khalifa. So one morning, a delegation arrives from Bahrain. Hazrat Umar was keen on hearing from this delegation. And subhanAllah, Hazrat Umar used to meet them and he would love to take the advice of people. Some admonishment, some view, some beneficial opinion, some advice, sincere advice for Allah's deen, advice that will benefit the masses. So Hazrat Umar would say to those present, anyone here would like to share some advice to me? Others remain silent. Then Hazrat Umar looked at one of them. He pointed to him and said, come, tell me, what do you feel? What advice can you share with me? Imagine this scenario. Hazrat Umar, one of the greatest Sahaba, he is welcoming a delegation comprising of Sahaba, Tabi'in, but all junior to him. And here he asks them for advice. SubhanAllah, marvelous. This teaches us. Sahaba are teaching us. Always look for some advice where we can improve ourselves. Sahaba, who were the best of the best, were always looking for opportunities to become better. Hazrat Umar used to actually make dua for the one who corrects him. SubhanAllah. Today, it seems as though we think or the world is so sensitive that we don't want to give advice, nor do we want to receive advice. And even if sometimes someone advises us, we think now they're looking for our faults. No. If someone shares something pertinent, some advice, accept it. Allahu Akbar. Analyze if what this individual says could be true. Certain times, we learn in the lives of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, that if someone corrected them, they would actually say, if what you're saying is true in your reprimand concerning me, may Allah forgive me. And if what you say is not true, may Allah forgive you for what you are saying. This individual said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this position Allah has granted you, where you are responsible for the entire ummah, this is but a test from Allah. So be conscious of Allah. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي مَوْلِيتِ In your designation, in what you are responsible for. And you must know that whatever happens to the ummah, you are responsible. You are answerable on judgment day, even if it is a sheep that gets lost on the shores of the Euphrates. Hazrat Umar cried incessantly. And he says, you know, you've really given me advice sincerely. Since my khilafah, no one spoke to me so sincerely as you. Hazrat Umar appreciated it, that he felt that no one is telling me anything because I am the Amir. And this man spoke the truth. But actually Hazrat Umar would appreciate, even on one occasion when an elderly woman corrected him, radiallahu anha, and she presented proof from the Quran, he happily accepted and acknowledged that she is correct. I have erred, Allahu Akbar. And here Hazrat Umar asked his name. He said, Al-Rabi' bin Ziyad al-Harithi, radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar asked, are you the brother of Muhajir bin Ziyad? Al-Rabi' radiallahu anhu said, yes indeed. Afterwards, Hazrat Umar called for Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu and said, analyze Al-Rabi' because if he is truthful and sincere, there's a lot of khair in him and he'll help us in the efforts of deen. So we can appoint him and make him responsible. But verify, analyze, and just give me information. Not long thereafter, Sahaba prepared men to go in Allah's way to the Persian region, Ahwaz. This was the command of the Khalifa. And among the men going for Allah was Al-Rabi' radiallahu anhu and his brother Muhajir radiallahu anhu. During this expedition, sieging the area of Manadir, Muslims suffered drastic difficulties. A lot of death among the Muslims was beyond what was expected. And then came the month of Ramadan. Muslims were fasting. Al-Rabi' radiallahu anhu then went to Abu Hazza Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, saying, my brother Muhajir is determined to sell his soul for Allah during his fast, and the Muslims are suffering greatly. They're refusing to break their fast, and the pressure of the battle is immense. You do what you feel, what you deem fit, O Amir. Hazrat Abu Musa took the indication of Hazrat Rabi' and he made an announcement. O Muslims, I am adamant and I insist that every fasting person should break his fast or get off the battlefield. And he took a goblet and drank from the water so everyone can see and break their fast during that battle. When his brother Al-Muhajir saw this, he also gulped some water and said, I didn't drink the water due to thirst. It's just the command of my Amir. He then unsheathed his sword, striving in Allah's way without fear, with great courage, going in Allah's way, subhanallah, until he then fell shaheed in Allah's way, subhanallah. And then they severed his head and hung him on one of the balconies during the battle. Hazrat Rabi' saw the face and the head of his brother hanging from one of the balconies from the upper areas. He said, blessings to you, my brother. What an abode Allah will give you in paradise. By Allah, I will strive for Allah to serve Allah's deen, inshallah. When Hazrat Abu Musa saw the challenge that had befallen Hazrat Rabi' radiallahu anhu, he then appointed Al-Rabi' to lead the Muslims there, and he went to another area called Sus to conquer that area. And Hazrat Rabi' carried on striving for Allah, conquering areas, bringing peace to people, liberating the lives of people, saving people from Jahannam, taking them to Jannah, subhanallah. Hazrat Rabi' carried on striving in Allah's way until he even reached Sijistan, crossing the desert by 75 farsakhs. A farsakh is 3 miles. So that is 225 miles in the desert, subhanallah. And they crossed, taking deen to those far regions, right to Afghanistan. Allahu Akbar. So it was due to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that Allah's deen reached far and wide. Allahu Akbar. Allah help our brothers who are striving in Allah's way in Gaza. Allah make it easy for them. Allah protect them. Allah aid them. And Allah help the people, the women, the children who are suffering such hunger, such pangs that's beyond what we can fathom. May Allah help us as an ummah go through this difficult plight we are facing at the moment. So sad is what our ummah is going through. And the whole world is silent, just seeing and watching. Ya Allah, Allah help us change our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.